So today's daf is daf Yutes, but we're still in the bottom of Yudches Min Beis. The Mishnah had told us a whole list of examples of when it comes to Stam, that we should read the top line of the Mishnah. The klal is Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir U'Perushim L'Hakel. The person made a neder, is ambiguous as to what he meant, so we're always going to be machmir in our interpretation of it. But if he explained afterwards what he meant, so then we're going to take his perish, even if it's lahakel, we'll trust what he says. And the Mishnah went on to give examples of im neder be basar meliach, or yai nesech, or cherem, or meiser, or chuma. All those things can be interpreted in two different ways. So we're always again lahachmir unless he explained his words afterwards. So the Gemara says on the bottom of Yuches Min Beis, v'hatanan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us, safek neziros lahakel? The klal is that, no, otherwise, that the when it comes to Nazirus, we're always Makel. So at first glance, one might think, wait a second, we're talking about Nadar, maybe this is Nazirus is different. So, let's see, the Ran, this is Ran, oh, I see, the Ran says three lines from the bottom here. Safik Nazirus lahakel, Mishnah hibim Mesechus Taros, u Nazirus aide neder hu, v'kashin hadad, yeah, Nazirus is different, but since it comes about through a neder, so in general terms, Nadar, do we go lahakel or do we go lahachmer? So explains the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir explains Lokasha. Ha Rabbi Eliezer. Ha Rabbanon. There's machlokas tanayim. What happens by suffering nazirus? The Tanya, the Brisa tells us. Hamaktish chayaso uvehemto hiktish esakoy. Rabbi Lazar Omer lo hiktish esakoy. So when a person's maktish is chay is a wild animal, his behema is a domesticated animal. He's also maktish is koy. There's a no one really knows how to pronounce it. Koy kri is different, but we don't really know what it is. But according to Tanakama, this koi, I'll call it, is included in this hektish. Even though the koi is the machlokas, the Gemara tells us we don't really know how to categorize a koi. It has certain aspects, it's like a behemoth, certain aspects, it's like a chaya. So we're always lahachmir when it comes to koi. So the Tanakama thinks that koi is included in this as well. But below there, omer lo hektish is a koi, not included. The koi is not included because you need clarity when making a ned there. And since a koi, we don't really know what it is, it's not going to be chal. So let's look for a second at some of the farshim on this piece here. Let's look at the Ran. The Ran says two lines from the bottom, two lines up, Hamaktish Chayaso Vehemto, Chayaso O Vehemto. You do either one, not both, you do either one, either Maktish your Chayas or your Maktish your Behemos. So according to Tanakama, a Koi is included. Koi, because it seems that according to the Ran, Tanakama thinks a Koi is both. It has both aspects, so it's a Behema, it's also a Chaya, a Tchal. But according to Rabbi Lazar, the Ran explains, Lo Hiktish is a Koi, to have a Suffolk Chayas Suffolk Behema. It's a suffix. V hektish is behemto, armin demakoihu. Maybe if you are makdish only your animals, your domesticated animals, maybe koi is going to be considered a wild animal. And v hektish chayos, if you're only makdish your wild animals, well, maybe armin demabehemahu. Maybe koi is really a domesticated animal, it's not included.
There was a third mandama that said that it was a bria bifne atzma.
Yeah, very good, exactly. There's,
I think that's all we.
There's, now, we don't always quote that opinion, but that opinion does exist in the Gemara. So you see, Tosos argues on the Peshat here. Tosos all the way at the bottom, the second Tosos on the page, second to last Tosos on the page rather, it says Hatnan Safik Nazirus Lahakel Rabbi Elezer Omer Lo Hiktish Hakoy Perish Hariva Demari De Hiktish Chayasa O Behemto, like the Ran said Ubeha Pligi. In the following, they're arguing about the following: the Tanakama Saver Mikol Makom Kadosh Misafik. Okay, it has a certain element of kedusha that's been created, even though it's midin Safik, it's enough to bichal on the koi, even though it's a suffix, that's why we brought this. Rabbanan think it's a nether works even midin suffix, and we're going to be machmir. And Rabbi Lazar and Asavar, the afilus fake and amilo kadosh, no, a suffix will not be kadosh, and he holds lahakel. Aval im hikdishnim, if you're makdish both of them, beim and chaya together, afilu Rabbi Lazar moded the kadosh mimanoshach. According to Rabbi Lazar, it will fada bicha because it's either it's one or the other. We're not assuming this opinion that it's a bria fene atzma. It will work if you say both of them will be kadosh. Miub Mamasekhas Bikurim Tanan Ketan Aino Shavalo Lachayalo Behema. It talks about that a koi is neither one. Vichena Kose Vichayasa Behemto Lo Kasav Hakoi. So I'm not sure of a Girsa issue there. So what is a Girsa change? It should be Shay Vichule. Hakosev Chayasa Behemto Lo Kasav Hakoi. I'm not sure what that's referring to. Mashma Dafilu Bakosev Tavayu Mari. Okay, I don't know that second question here. But it sounds like what your question is that maybe koi is really bria b'fnei atzmo, and maybe won't necessarily be chal if you say both. So then he says the Tosfos answers lachen near the read the palik b'chol inin. They argue in both bein hikdish eshnan bein lo hikdish el echamem the Tanakama savor de im hikdish echamem kadosh misafik the mikdishnem kadosh bevade. Hanakama thinks if you do only one of them, so the koy is kadosh midin tafik. If you do both of them, it will be kadosh midin vade, but both results will be a kadosh. But according to the Rabbi Eliezer, Saradafil imikti shneim lo hikdish, not going to be worked. The ain daita el chayu behem vada. Your intentions are only for vada chaya or vada behem, not for a suffik of one of them, and won't be chal. So that's a machlok is how to interpret this line. But either way, what comes out of this is that Tanakama holds suffik nidarim is going to be lahachmir, and the nether will be chal, and Rabbi Eliezer holds suffik nidarim is lahakil, and therefore will not be chal. Now the Gemara goes on to explain that. On your chesamim base, still man the amar mamona mile l'sveka gufa nami mile. So the one who thinks that their money, their mamon, the koi, they're willing to, even though it's suffic, they're willing to bring it into kedusha. So a person's own in self will also be willing to bring into kedusha. So what does it mean his own self when it comes to nazirus? The same thing by nazirus, will be machmir on his own kedusha, his own nazirus. But man damar mamona lo mile l'sveka, a person's not willing to place his animal, his property into Savik, the Kedusha, the nether won't be chal. Then Gufei Nami, Kol Shekein Dula Maila Seika. Certainly his own self, he won't be willing to enter into Kedusha, Midin Savik.
Meaning it's a general attitude of a person.
Exactly. I'm not sure what, it's something a little bit deeper here. But it is a general attitude of a person. What's the logic, and why is it a kol shekein though? The svar here, it's being thrown out here in the Masifta, is that because mishum sha'adam makbid al gufo yosra al mima al mamono, a person more makbid on himself, obviously, than on his property. Now that, by the way, is subject to machlokas. That's
b'chon
lashcha b'chon medecha, right? Some people are more makbid as mamon, others are not. So assuming a person is makbid more on himself than on his money, so if a person is not willing to put his property into suffik nizira, certainly himself he won't be willing to. The question is, according to the first Mandamar, there is room to be mechalik, though. One could have said that although he's willing to place his money into suffik, maybe his self he's not willing to put into suffik. So that the Gemara doesn't address. I don't see anybody inside addressing this either. Okay. Morning. Okay, fine. So either way, that's the klal we see that, again, the opinion that thinks Stam Nedarim Lahachmir is going to be the opinion of Tanakama, of the case of Koya, and the opinion who thinks Safik Nedarim, Safik Nizirus Lahakel, is going to be the opinion of Rebbe Lazar, who thinks the Hekish will not be Chal on the Safik, on the top of Yutesim and Aleph now. Now, the Gemara wants to know, Amar Abai says, the Mayo Kim to the Safik Nizirus Lahakel, Rebbe Eliezer. How were we able to suggest that when it comes to a suffik naziros, and in that case suffik nidarm as well, that we're going to go lahakil according like Rabbi Eliezer? Ema seifa, look at the seifa. The seifa, that very mission in Taros, says suffik bechoros. If it's a suffik bechor, we have three types of bechoros. Echad bechor adam, which is a firstborn son, pidun haben. Echad bechor behema, the two types of bechor behema, bein tmeya bein Torah. Bein Torah, the bechor Torah is any kosher animal, the firstborn's a bechor. And when it comes to behemoth tmei, we only have the chamor, the petah chamor. So all those cases, there's a suffix, whether it's a bechor or not, the Mishnah tells us, hamotzi mechaveir lo haraya, that the burden proof upon the person who's receiving it. So if the kohen's receiving the money, the kohen's receiving the bechor, so he has to prove that it's actually a bechor. Otherwise, we keep it a status quo, and the owner and the father keeps it. The Tanila and the Braisa teaches further on this, makes an extension, vasun begiza vavoda, even though it's a suffix, with respect to the iser of shearing it, the iser of using it for doing work, it's going to remain usser. So what's the shaila here? So even though it's a suffik, we say, in that very mishnah, we're saying suffik nedarim is lahachmir.
So this is the mishnah that says that the suffik nedarim is lahachmir.
Exactly, that very same mishnah. In the Taros, even though the beginning says suffik nedarim is lahachmir, when the end comes to suffik bechoris, we're going lahachmir. So let's look at the Ran here. Ran says two lines from the top of Yutesam and Aleph, Echad Bechor Adam, Echad Bechor Behema, Kikon Shialda Zachar in a cave of Ein Yadu Eza Hotzi Roshe Risham. You know, many animals, I don't know all, but I know like cats, dogs, they have like multiple puppies and kittens at one time. I don't know if it's true by larger animals. You usually think of like a cow as a Bechor, a sheep. I don't know if they have multiple. Anyone know? Oh, you don't know. Okay.
We can Google.
We could certainly Google that. But okay, so either way, this had twins. This this animal had twins, a boy and a girl, and they weren't sure which one was the Bechor. So, Tani Allah Asurim Begizav Avoda, Sefer Demasis and Gufa, the Safik Nisir's Hakali. This very Mishnah, V'Halchi Parach, this is the question of the Gemara. Bishma, it makes sense, Ilo Mokmino Lek Rabbi Elazar, if you don't hold it, it's like Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Kasha, Reish V'Sefer. There's no Stira. The Reisha, the Safik Nisir's Hakel, Mishim de Gufa, Lo Mail, Inish Nisvekva. The reason why by Nazir as a person is Mekel, because a person is not going to enter into himself, he's not going to bring himself into a Safik Kedusha, so he'll be Mekel on himself. Seifa, the Safik Bechor is talking about a property came into Mamonahu, Arminan de Mail Inish Mimona Lesfek. A person is willing to bring his property into a case of Safik. That's a distinction we suggested before. But Elul Didach, according to what you're saying, is the Lo Shani Lecha Ben Gufa Le Mamona Kasha. But now we establish a Rebbe Elazar thinks for Kula across the board, whether himself or whether his property, he won't have any Sveikos, he won't bring himself into Sveikos. So then why, by the case of Bechor, are we assuming Asa Begizav Avoda? Now, the question is, the question might be answered by the following. Before you get to the answer, it's a very strange connection because Naziros, Nedarim, is different than Bechor. That might be what the Gemara is going to answer here. But just before you get to the answer, I want to see for a second.
I'm saying the theory is that if a person is willing to be makel on his money, he's for sure willing to be makel on his body, or yes.
Yes.
And if he's machmir on his money, then it's not for sure, he might not be machmir on his body.
Exactly. So we assume before they were.
And we consider a Nazirus like being mach, accepting that, we consider being,
that's machmir.
It is a suffix that being machmir on
exactly.
your body.
Right.
But in this case, the person didn't create the suffix.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, he didn't create the suffix. I thought you were going to ask, he didn't create the Kedusha. That's your question?
In the case of the Bechor.
By the case of Hikdushasa and Koi, by the case of Suffix Naziros, we're trying to understand what a person das is when they leave uncertainty. Over here, it's
automatic.
It's an organic uncertainty.
Right.
But you might be talking about once an uncertainty comes to a person, how would he react to it?
But his reaction to his suffix and bechor is governed by what the Torah tells him he has to react, not by his own association to it.
Right, but he might say, okay, you know what, there's a doubt, forget it. I'm not putting my money.
Well, I think your question will be answered by the Gemara right now. The Gemara answers there's a difference between Bechor and that of Naziris. The Gemara says, Amar Le, so the response back to Abai who asks this question, Amai Komedamis Kedusha Ba Me'ilaha L'Kedusha Ba Bidei Adam. Bechor comes automatically. It's organic, as you said. And so that's, he had nothing, no choice in that. We're not trying to interpret what he intended in doing. There is Kedusha that exists. Vadai, we just don't know which one that is, so we have to treat Machmir. But it comes to Naziris, where we're trying to figure out his intentions, so then, since his intentions were not 100% in a certain direction, so then perhaps it's not going to be Chal at all the Naziris. Does that satisfy your question? I think it does. Okay. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says, "Amay kimadames kedusha lahabam meilel kedusha ba bidei adam." He says, "Mishum de kedusha habam bidei adam who dikel meim hay gaver lo gamer bililo nafshe mamona lesveika." Because maybe, as you said, the person's das. Maybe he wasn't interested in creating kedusha if it was such a way of suffik. Of abba kedusha habam bidei shemayim lekel meimar hachidat to bidei biyadehu. It's up to him. Certainly not. It's up to him. It's up to shemayim. So therefore, it's chal mimele. We just don't know which one is the animal. So Ela Akasha, Ikasha, Hakasha, if you have a question, you should ask a question from the following. From the following Gemara, it's a Tosefta. Safik Mashkin li Tame, the Tame Acherim Tahor, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So if there's a Safik Mashkin, the Safik of the status of liquids to become Tame, li Tame is for itself to become Tame, it will be Tame the Safik, but with respect to being Tame other items, it was going to be Tahor. That's according to Rabbi Meir. Vichein Haya Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kidvarv. So Rabbi Elazar agrees to him. Now, mi svir le Rabbi Elazar li tame tame? Does he really think that it will become tame fit safek? V'hatane, doesn't the Brisa tell us that Rabbi Elazar omer ain tuma lemashkin kol ikar? That there's no tuma lemashkin at all. These mashkin don't become tame. We'll have to look at some rashis here. but and the Rambam. But just before we get to all that, we'll put everything together. Teid, I'll bring you a proof. Sharei Hayid Yosi ben Yoezer, similar to Mishnah and Edios, yeah. He testified the following. Ish Shreda, what do you say? Al Ayel Kamsa Dachin. So Ayel Kamsa is a certain type of grasshopper. He paskin Dachin is the Aramaic for tar. It's tahar. Val, we had a Mishnah that told us Dachin is tahar. We hear Nadarm. Val Mashkin Beis Matabcha, and the liquid of Beis Matabcha is the slaughterhouse. Dachin is also going to be tahar. So what's going on here? Let's look at some rhymes to fill in the gaps. The Ran says, Safik Mashkin, Kigon Shehoshit Tame Yado, Tame, Yado Lubin Hamashkin, Veina Du Im Nagabem. A person who was Tame, whatever Tume he had, Tume's face, let's say, and he stuck his hand somehow in between liquids, and unsure, it wasn't known if he actually touched the Mashkin or not. So it's Safik whether he's Mashkin or Tame. Now, Midaraisa, Mashkin become Tame, I think they believe they become Tame. So it says, Litame Tame, Kilomer, Lutumas Asman, Azlin Lachumer. With respect to the Mashkin themselves, we treat the Mashkin as Tame. But the liquids may not mean tame other things. So again, on a derived level, to my knowledge, this is the Dal Avos of Tuma, the first, the Gemara in Baba Kama that Beis tells us, that when it comes to food and liquids, that they can become tame from any type of Tuma, whether it's Ava Tuma or even a Tolda, since food and liquid are, you know, we can understand that being more sensitive, we wouldn't eat it. Let's compare. The Ramban in Al-Torah compares Tuma to physical dirt. So just like food and liquid become dirty easily, and we won't want to have food drops on the floor and liquid, certainly we won't want to eat it or drink it. So it's Tame not only from the Ava Tuma, but even from the Tolda, it's going to become Tame as well. When it comes to people and Kalim or Begadim, these are less likely, or it takes harder for them to become Tame, so they're only Tame from the Ava Tuma. But from a tolda, a person and a beged won't necessarily become tame from a tolda. That's the basic klal. So mashkin, we're going to be suffering with respect to becoming tame from this other thing. But I think we also pass in the Mishnah, the Gemara in Shabbos that base tells us that mashkin are not mitame others midiraisa, cannot be mitame others liquid, but we are machmir midirabanan that it should be mitame others. So I think that's what he's saying here. Since there's no tumul mashkin with respect to being mitami others midiraisa, we're not going to be machmer. To make sure I'm getting this all right, before we plug this back into the Gemara here. Okay, yeah, that's what it's saying. That's what it's saying here. Let's read it a little further here, and then we'll bring it back into the Gemara here. Right, I think it's referring to being mashkim, being matame others, no? Oh, no, maybe not. Okay, this paskins are... Okay, that's machlokas. So this paskins, like Rabbi Lazar, that exactly, entirely, there's no tumah of the mashkim entirely, whether itself or whether others as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Can we start this part again?
Yeah, I'm going to read it. We'll read it back in. I just want to get all the details here for a second. Let's just read the Ran for a second. Al Mashka Beis Matapcha Dachan. He says, and the liquid that's in the slaughterhouse that's also going to become tahor. Dechevin de Tumas Mashkin Midirbanan. Bimashka Beis Matapcha Lo Gazu. They were not gozer in any liquid that's found in the slaughterhouse. Shlola Harbos Tuma Bazar. Referring to the slaughterhouse is the Azara, that slaughterhouse. We don't want to increase the Tumah in the Zara in the Beis HaMikdash, so we held up the Gzera in that case. We removed, we didn't apply the Gzera in that case. Since it's initially Midirbanan in the case of Mashim, how could we become Machmir? So let's read this back in now.
It's interesting because someone Tameh presumably wouldn't be in the Zara in the first instance.
That's very true. How would that happen anyways? Maybe a person became Tameh, yeah. Right. Or maybe they brought liquid in from it. No. Brought it in, it probably would already become tummy outside.
But then it's not, you wouldn't be concerned in that, or how often or something.
I think what it's saying is that the mashkin that are found in the Azara, those mashkin, there's no concept of tuma to because they didn't want to create tuma in the Azara. So
right, but mashkin are not intrinsically tummy. The question is, can they become tummy? I mean, if someone tummy shouldn't be in the basic condition in the first place.
Okay, we'll read this back in here.
They can become tamer with a sheretz or something.
Right, that's true.
But this case where he touched it wouldn't happen. It's not suggesting this case happened really so much.
Right. So you're saying, right, so that's the difference. You were understanding it as just Dafka and Azara.
Yeah.
And Adam's understanding it as because of Azara, they were they extended that everywhere.
Extended it everywhere. What do you mean extended?
I mean that
any mashkin, these matbachia, like the
they're never tummy.
Never. In a, yeah.
I don't know. That's a suggestion.
I think it's limited to the base of Mikdash. I mean, Ron certainly only mentioned by the base of Mikdash. Okay, let's read it through. See how this makes sense. So again, we're trying to say here that Rebbe Elazar is of the opinion that Safek Nazirus Lahakel, Safek Nadarim is Lahakel. So El Gemara says, Ikasha Hakasha, ask the question from the following. Safek Mashkin li Tameh, the Tameh Acherim, Tahar, Divri Rebbe Meir. That with the Safek Mashkim, whether it became Tameh, we'll assume that the Mashkim is Tameh, but with respect to it being Metameh others, we'll assume it's Tahar. Chen Hayar Rebbe Elazar, Omer, Rebbe Elazar would say, think the Varov. Umi Savarle, Rebbe Elazar, Savarle Rebbe Elazar, Tameh, that it itself will become Tameh. V'hatanya, doesn't the Bari say that Rebbe Elazar goes against everybody else? Everyone else thinks Mashkin is Tameh Midraisa, but Rebbe Elazar Omer, ain't Tumah L'Mashkin Kolaker. He thinks there's no Tumah at all when it comes to Mashkin. Teda, Sharei Hay Idiosi Ben Yoezer, Ishreda, Al comes to Dachin, that the certain grasshoppers Tahar, Mashkin basement Tapcha Dachin, and also the basement, the liquids in the Azar are also Tahar, that since they're only Midir Ban and Tameh, they didn't apply that Xera in the base of Migdash, in the Azara. But we see Mikra Din, it's really, so if it's only Isser, it's only Tameh Midirbanam, so if it's Safek, it's Safek Midirbanam, we should also be Mako, and say it should be Tahor. So, how is this a question, though? How is it supposed to be a question? This is all part of the question? Okay, let's see. So Gemara said, Hanicha, this all makes sense. The Lishmuel, the Amar Dachin, the Tamei Acherin, Rav Tumas Atzman, Yeshvam Shapir. It all makes sense. No, what he means to say, it's Tahor with respect to being Mitami others in the base of Mikdash, but within the base of Mikdash, itself is certainly is going to become Tamei. It is Tamei, right? That's what Rashi, the Ran says. The Ran three medium wide lines down says, Ha Hanicha Lishmuel, the Amar Dachin, the Tamei Acherin. It's only Tahor with respect to others, but Tumas Atzman, Yeshvam. Because we assume, that's I think we normally assume, that Mashkin is Tamei Midiraisa. So if you assume like that in Shmuel's interpretation, so yes, that's why Rebbe Elazar says a Safek Mashkin will become Tamei. It's just with respect to others, Mashkin is not Midiraisa Tamei others, it's only Midirbanan Tamei others, and therefore if it's Safek Midirbanan, we'd remake it with respect to others, but it itself is Tamei Midiraisa, and therefore Safek would be Tamei as well. But Ella, if you interpret it like the Rav, the Mardach and Mamish, Michael Memer, if you say it's entirely Tower, even from itself, it's Tower. So there's a stira here within Ma'ah. I think maybe this is the point here.
It's not possible to become Tame itself, because it's only Durabanan.
Right.
And they removed it by Mashkin based.
Right, so I'm just trying to, how does this fit into the previous discussion of Safek Nazirus, though.
So, I don't think we...
We still haven't gotten there
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, I don't think we got there yet. I think this is all set up.
Okay, fine. So we're still setting it up. So, according to Rav, this is problematic. On one hand, Rebbe Elazar holds Safek Mashkim is Tameh, but in the other Brisa he holds that Safek Mashkim is Tahor. So, Ella ha Rabbi Yehuda ha Rabbi Shimon. No, so we're now going to reinterpret this. That was supposed to be a question on Nazirus.
Yeah, it's here it says.
So we're being general. I mean, even though one's Nazirus and one's Tuma, we're taking a general approach of when it comes to Safek Deraisas. So, right. So it comes to again earlier we said Safek Deraisa by Nazirus. We were Lahakel. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Mm-hmm. But here by Safek Tuma, which is Midir Banan,
right,
he's being Machmir.
There's a long run.
Right. Okay, let's see the... Fine, let's see the round. The round's the Ma'ik Lamemer. Havle Lamezal Besfeka Lakula. He should have went, according to Rav, since Rav holds that Mashkim is Midir Banan, only Tamei, we should paskin it's going to be Tahor in the case of Safek. V'chi Tema Im Kein Afil Lo Mokmin Nahad the Safek Nazir Slahakel Kuro Balazar. Even if you don't assume like Rav Balazar is the opinion of Nazir Slahakel, Hei Chanicha, how does this make sense? Hakati Kasha Durabalazar Adurabalazar. He still has an internal stira. Forget by Nazirus. There's still an internal stira with respect to Tumah. The Ha Amar Behedya, the Tumah's Mashkin Midirbanan. According to Rav's interpretation, he holds Mashkin's only Midirbanan in general, Kitakatani ain't tumma lamashin kolikar. But filhachi still nonetheless the azil bisfekayu with respect to a suffik luchumra kitakatani vechein haya Reb Elazar Omer. By the way, there's a different gusas whether it's Reb Elazar or Reb Eliezer. Gedvar, so Reb Elazar holds that when it comes to suffik tumma, we paskin luchumra. Kidvarv alav dahayi the suffik mashin letame tame. So forget Nazirus right now. There's a suffik within, there's a machlok astira within tumma. Yeshomer, one could suggest the hachi parch. The question is bishma ihach the suffik nazir lahakel. If that case of nazir is lahakel lo mitokma kurab lazar, it's not like Reb Elazar or Rebbe Eliezer. Lakasha, there's not a problem. Diklameimar the Rebbe Eliezer machmir b'suffik afilu midirbanan. He holds maybe in general it's a big chiddush that in general by suffik midirbanan he is lahakmir. But if al kaven the amr is suffik nazir lahakel. But once we know that suffik nazir, we suggest that he's the author of that opinion lahakel Reb Elazar. He, you can no longer suggest he's machmir on dirbanans and deraisas because there's a deraisa by Nazirus where he's actually Meiko. So Nihid Dahavi Kedusha Ba Midei Adam, okay, it's granted, Nazirus comes Midei Adam, Heich Adifa Tuma Dirabanan, how could Tuma Midirabanan be greater than Nazirus of Deraisa? Afi Shiba Meilea, Nazirus Deraisa, Afi Shiba Dei Adam. How could a automatic Dirabanan be greater than a Midei Adam Deraisa? That's the Shaila.
But didn't we see cases that the Rabbanan were more machmir and the Rabbanan just to make sure that people followed?
Not by Suffolk, though. Also, Chizik the Divrei Chachamim we have.
Yes, we have
the Gemara Bracha that says that a person is over in Divrei Chachamim is Chayib Misa. But that's all by the Vadais. When it comes to Suffolk, we're always Meikah by Suffolk. But we suggest maybe Rabbanan are holds that by Suffolk with the Rabbanan Lachmir, yeah.
You would think there's still Svarat Mokhav, right? That a person's Das, a person's in control of what they intended.
Right.
So deraisa derabanan, it still matters what my thoughts are.
Right. So he's saying the fact that it's deraisa tips the scale in a different direction, even though that, over the derban, even that one comes meileha. So you have to try to break it down what exactly the different components are. But that's what he's weighing out here. V'chi tema ha chazinan behedya the kedusha ba mide adam api shi mideraisa meka rablazar. But we have an example besfeka. We have an example that made it. Wait a second. Since it's bide adam. Even though it's deraisa, he's mekel. Lohikti shesakai. The kevin shekain. Afilu kilo makminin had the suffik nizir lahaka kor balazar kasha. The Reb Elazar. The Reb Elazar. Iklameimar. The havel matin l'dchuyi. You could reject it. The hainy time of the Reb Elazar. The amar lohikti shesakai. Mishim dekai shmo alav. Lokari leinish chayav lo behema. It's an issue of nedarm. No one calls a koya behema or a chaya. It's a technical problem by nedarm. Okay, so it kind of gets out of this. But either way, that was the initial question we had. And of Reb Elazar, that is inconsistency of his suffik Niziros Deraisa, he's Mekel, but suffik Tuma Midirban, he's Machmir, and we're uncomfortable lining those up. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer cannot be the author of the Niziros case. So who authored this? So we're back to square one. One Mishnah here in Adarm tells us that suffik Nidarm Lahachmir, but the Mishnah in Taro says suffik Niziros is Lahakir. So this, the Gemara says, Ella must be the following. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, the Braisa tells us. If this pile of grapes, let's say, has 100 kor in them, I will become a nazir. V'halach umati goes out and checks his backyard where he left that pile. Umata shenigna v'shavad. It turns out someone stole it or got lost, and he can't ascertain how many was in there. He has to know whether he's a nazir or not. Gesundheit. So what's halacha? Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Rabbi Yehuda says he's Mati, he doesn't have to keep the Naziris, but since it's a Safik. And Rabbi Shimon also, he says it's Asir, because even though it's a Safik, he holds Safik Naziros as Lahachmir. And these two Tanaim are the authors of the Mishnah Nedarim versus the Mishnah Taros. Okay. Just looking around for a second here. Aha. Interesting. Look at Tosos. The first Tosos on the page asks an interesting Shaila. He says, Rabbi Shimon Oser, he forbids, meaning the person's a Nazir. The mild nafshi l'sveika, the person's willing to enter, bring himself into a situation of suffik. Vim tomer heichi maisi karbana. When you're done with the Naziris, how can you bring a karban? Halo chulun bazaruhu. The shehid shema ein bekri mea korv ein hanad dechal. Maybe it would be din suffik, and never it was chayv a karban in the first place, and it's bring chulun bazaruhu, which is a machlokus, whether it's deraisa or derabanan. The yeshlomer, the shenoder al tanai, he made a nether on tanai. Im yeshbo mea kor harini Nazir. Vim lav hareini nazir b'nidava. So that's how Tosus saves himself. But Amal Rabbi Shimon miles nafshi l'sveika umasisin destam nidarm lahachmir mitok milk Rabbi Shimon. Okay. I wonder if there are other answers on that. That one seems like a bit dachuk to make that
and
suggestion.
Why does the other opinion say
mati?
Right. That's a great question.
The thing, either way, you're a nasir.
Right.
But one second, but yeah. We said the nasir brings three korbanos, right?
Yes.
And asham. Mm-hmm. The asham is not a nedava.
You cannot bring it. Well, it's not a typical asham. It's not an asham of a safek. You can't bring a nadava of an asham safek. But I'm not sure. But there are other there. If you say ezem mekomon, there are other ashamas. So asham mitzar, there's asham nazir, asham right. Shivcha charufa. So those, I don't know if that klal exists by those types of asham. I don't know.
No, meaning if he brings a toda, that's fine. And, right. Okay, what does he bring? He brings an asham, a toda, and an ola.
Yeah, chatas, ola, and asham.
Chatas only if he's mitame. He's tame, no.
No, I think after even
it's always.
Yeah, I think so. Well, he brings three karbanos, I believe.
Okay. So the chatas. So the question should be on the chatas. He cannot.
That you can't bring an eder nedava. That's true. That's also a very good question. Let's see. But we also learned before, didn't we see this together? That if you bring one karbon, that's enough. So maybe in Hanami he'd only bring two of the karbanos, which should have been addressed. Let's see. He brings the tosos here, but it seems to be a number of questions on Shita Tosos. Not seeing it being brought back here. That's one more place. Actually, I don't have it. Okay. Here's the Tosos. Let's see if they make any comments here. They have the Beirurei Tosos back here. How are we doing with time?
Just half hour.
Oh, okay. Plenty of time. Okay. What does he say here? Nothing. Wow, nothing.
We must be missing something.
Yeah, which wouldn't be shocking. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says now, so that's the answer again. So the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who's Machmir, by the case of the Harini Nazir Bikri, so he's going to be the opinion of our mission in the Dharm that says Stam and Dharm Lahachmir. Nabi Huda, who thought by Kri, since we don't know what the status is, it's Suffolk, and then Nazirus won't be Chal, so he's the one who holds the mission, he's the author of the mission Taros, that Suffolk Nazirus will hakel. Marna asks, Rabbi Huda Omer, Rami, Rabbi Huda, let's have a steer. We have another Mishnah, Brisa, in the name of Rabbi Huda, which says otherwise, Mi Amar Rabbi Huda, Lomal Inish Nafshe Sveika, does Rabbi Huda really hold that person will not bring himself into a situation of suffolk, like we just suggested by the Nazir case in the Kri? Where Mini, Rabbi Huda Omer Stam Chuma Bihuda, the end of our Mishnah says, a Stam Chuma person says Chuma, doesn't clarify what he means, and he's standing in Yehuda at the time. Asura, it's going to be Asur because since in Yehuda they're next to the base of Migdash, Stam Chuma there, Chuma Talishcha, which is Davar HaNidur and Asur. If a person was up north in the Galil, they're not used to talking about Chumas Halishka, and Stam there will be interpreted to be Kula. So Gemara explains how time of Makirin, it's only because in Galil, they were not so accustomed to be discussing Chumas Halishka, that's why Stam Neder in the north will be, Stam Chuma is going to be Lakula. Makirin, had they been familiar with this term, we would have said a Stam case is Asurin. So we see Stam Stam Nedarm, really, he's Lahachmir, and he will enter himself into a case of Suffolk. Okay. So the Gemara says now, on the top of the Testament Bays, Amar Rava, the answer is Gavi Creek, Savar Kol Shesveko, Chamar Mivadai, Lomal in Nafshi Lesveko. We'll read that. Dilo, Gavi Nazir, Vadai, Migalech, maybe, Karbon, Venechel, Asveko, Lomatsi, Migalech. Right. In general, Rabbi Huda holds, Stam Nedarm, we're Lahachmir. By the case of Nazir, there's an exception. Nazir is different. The person is not willing to bring himself into a situation where the sveiko will be more machmir than the vada. He wanted to take a vada. And if we don't know what he means, now his sveiko is going to turn out to be a more machmir type of nezer, nezeros. He wasn't willing to enter in that situation where he's kind of stuck. But what's the chumra of a suffik over a vada? Again, the Gemara says, De'ilu gabi nazir vada. If he's a vada nazir, so when he's done with the whole process, megalech, he shaves, mevi carbon, venechon, and can eat the carbonos, so he's back to normal. However, al sveiko lo mati megayach, if he is a safik, then he can't shave. Why? This might answer some of the questions by the way before. So let's see. The Ran is on the previous page. It seems the bottom of Yutes Amun Aleph. He says the last Ran on the bottom of Amun Aleph. He says ilu al sveiko lo mati megayach. In the case of safik, he can't shave. L'fisha tzarich legalech ala vas karbonos. Velo mati las vinu. He can't bring the karbonos. Dilma lo havi nazir ma'isi chulin bazara. So this question of Tosos is actually how the Gemara answers back. All the questions you asked, the Chavdus is going to address this right now. Okay, very good. So v'chi tema, since if you're going to suggest nehi de chattas lo mati lasuye betanai shen chattas bar nedava, if you're going to say that the chattas you can't bring because you can't bring a chattas doesn't come as a nedava, so laisi ol of a shlomim, you could bring the ol and shlomim at least v'lisnei and make a tanai im nazar ni hare ilu l'chavasi im lav yehi nedava. That type of tanai works. Everything we said is here in the Ran. That if you shave on just one of the karbanos, in this case it might even be two of them you could bring, then you're good to go. So we see, even though the Gemara says you can't shave on them, we just brought a situation that maybe you can shave on them. That you can bring these cases. But so, Ricky, you're right, that chattas you wouldn't bring. According to Tosafot, you have to say that you would only bring two of them. Now, yesh lomer dehani mili b'diavad. That's only b'diavad. That's only if a person did shave in that situation, but we don't advise a person to do that. Again, if he brought them, then we could say that, okay, he's good. So therefore, but really, a person who's in a situation of suffix, whether he's a nazir or not, we don't advise him to make a tanai on a carbon, and he's stuck forever.
So his only option is to take another naziris.
And make a tanai on that one. Or
he makes another Naziris, and then at the end of the next 30 days, if he has no Safek, then he can shave.
Well, will that cover, if he took a new Nazir, but he have to bring two sets of Kabanos? If he really took a first Naziris place.
Right, I'm talking in the meantime only that he should be able to shave and to cut his hair.
Ah, okay. But then he's...
In that case, he will be able to cut his hair because he's...
But then he's back to being enough. That's only a one time. Because then he has to keep it.
Wait a second. So we mean that, do we say that he cannot cut his hair because he cannot bring a Korban, or do we say that But his time is over, or do we say that his time is not over forever?
His time is over, but he's not muta because he can't bring a karban.
Right. So the question: let's say he does now another naziris. Does that erase the other one?
I don't think so. The other naziris, if he has an obligation, it's still there.
But he cannot bring the other three karbanos without shaving either.
Right. So I don't know how it works in terms of timing.
Ways, in a way.
Right, okay. It's possible the disease may not even be chal because you have to first finish your first. I'm not sure. The Gemara and Nazir is going to talk extensively about these types of cases.
Right, okay.
So the Gemara says Amar Le Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. 25 minutes till. Amar Le Rav Huna Bar Yehuda the Rava. Amar Harini Nazir Olam Mai. Person takes upon himself to be a Nazir forever. What's halacha? Now that's a case of vadai. And there the vadai and tzavik won't be any different. So he says, I want to be a nazir olam. But he says in a situation if the kri has 100. So the case of vadai, he'll be nazir olam. And the case of tzavik, he'll be nazir olam as well. So maybe in that case where there's no difference of tzavik to vadai, maybe that should be chal according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because again, we're assuming Rabbi Yehuda holds in general, stam charamim, stam nadarm is lahachmir. That's why the case of chuma in Galil, it would have been, had they been makir the chuma lishka, they would be machmir. It's only naziris is an exception because the suffix is stronger than the vadai. But in this situation where the suffix and vadai are the equal, maybe it should be chal by nazir olam. So amr le, nazir olam nami sveiko chamer mivadai. No, the suffix is also more chamer than the vadai. Why? Dilu vadai, a vadai, even by a vadai nazir olam, if his hair gets very, very long, very, very heavy, literally, then he can, there's a leniency to shave his hair, even though he's a Nazir Olam, who maybe shows behemoth and brings to the animals, the ilus fekolo, but by Savek, that's not the case. So let's see, is there any, the Ran here? There's a one Ran on the top. Top of your testament base, Amar Harini Nazir Olam Mai. The Habraisa, the Im Yesh Bekri, Hazem Mea Korb, Stama Tanya. It implies any type of nazir a person takes, whether it be nazir olam, nazir stam. And sounds like Rabbi Yehuda would permit. He would not require this nazir olam to be chal, even though the suffix is more chamer, even though the suffix is not more chamer, even though they're equal. And the Gemara says, no, it's not true. The suffix is more chamer, because you can shave your head if your hair gets very, very long. Okay. So the Gemara says further, I'm looking at the Mefarsh for a second. Okay. So the Gemara now says, okay, so therefore the Nazir Olam won't be Chal either because the Suffolk of Nazir Olam is more Machmir than the Vada. Person won't put himself in a situation like that. But let's say you take upon yourself Nazir Shimshonai. Nazir Shimshon is another type of nether that the Mishnah Nazir talks about. It means Nazir Shimshon that even if your hair is Hichbet Saro, you cannot be Mekel Batar. You cannot cut your hair with a razor or a scissor. So therefore, the Safek and Vade are certainly going to be on equal playing field. And yet we still see that Rabbi Huda thinks the Nazirs won't be Chal. So Gemara says, Amarle Nazir Shimshon Lotanya. It wasn't taught. It was not part of the Brisa. When we spoke about the case of the Kri, referring to either Nazir Stam or Nazir Olam, but not Nazir Shimshon. Ask Gemara, wait a second. Amalei, Vahama Rav Ada Bar Ava Tanya Nazir Shimshon. It does teach Nazir Shimshon. It wasn't implied there, even though the Suffolk and Vada are of equal level. Amalei, Itanya Tanya. Okay, if it's a Tanya, I can't really argue on that. So the Ron explains, Itanya Tanya, Velo Yadana, the Fruke, I don't have an answer, Delo Tikshe Ahai Dein Anche Galu Makirin, Shumasalishka, Damashra Hamakin Asurin. So I don't have an answer for you. Then there's a steer within Rabbi Yehuda. Then Rabbi Yehuda, on one hand, says by Naziris we're Mekel, but when it comes to Nadarim we're Machmir. Inami, or the Ron suggests Itanya Tanya Vitrei Tanai, I'll leave with Rabbi Yehuda. Or it means if it's a Tanya, okay, there's two Tanai. It's Machlokas what the opinion was. So either it's a checkmate Tanya, that's the first one, or it's a two different Tanyas, and I'm going with the other Tanya, not your Tanya. Fine. Gemara now says with Ashi. Amar Hahi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. No, Rabbi Yehuda in one case is quoting the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. Which one is he quoting? Let's see. Let's see what the Gemara says before we see who he's applying this to. The Tanya, the Gemara tells us, this is the Gemara that comes up a number of places in Shas, that Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfon Omer Ein Echad Mehem Nazir Lefishal Nitnat Nazirus El Hafla. Rabbi Tarfon holds that Nazirus is not Chal unless there's Hafla. Hafla is that's a positive Hafla like Ned that we said in the Pasuk. So it has to be clear to what he's saying. So
it's not a suffix. It's a vaday, not nazir.
Exactly. We don't tolerate suffix. In general, suffix nadar might be lahachmir. But Nazirus has a special din that Rabbi Tarfon holds. But Nazirus, you have to have clarity. So that's the opinion. Nothing to do with Nazir Shimshon, Nazir Olam. All Nazirus require lefale neder, to be very, very clear as to what you're saying.
The case is that there were two guys together, and one says, Hareni Nazir im zeba kenegdo hu ish ploni. And then the other guy says, Hareni Nazir im eino oto ploni, meaning one or the other one will end up being Nazir no matter what.
Right. And I think later on it says, and another guy says, and I'm going to be Nazir, if one of you are Nazir, then I'll be Nazir, or something like that. And that goes on and on. I think so.
I like
none of them are Nazir.
Right, exactly. None of them are Chal. Right, the Ron says all that. Okay. So that's the Rabbi Huda, again, in general, holds Stam Nadarim L'Hachmir, but by the case of Nazir, he holds like Rabbi Tarfon, you require Hafla. Yehachi, that's the case. My Iriya Shenigav O'Shavon. Why? Who cares, if the Kri, who cares whether it's lost or stolen? Even if it was still around at the moment where he was explaining his news, he didn't know the answer,
right.
So it won't be Chal either way.
That's a good point.
So the Gemara says, "Ela lehodiacha kocha the Rishimon to teach the strength of Rabbi Shimon's position, who held that it is aser daaf agav the nignav oshavad kisaver mile initial nafsh the suffik." You may have thought that Rabbi Shimon, when he said his statement about the Kri, even though at the moment about the Nazir taller than the Kri, even at the moment he didn't know how many were there. If he went ahead and checked and it was there, then it would be Chal. But maybe in a situation where you can't ascertain what was actually there because it got lost or stolen, maybe then Rabbi Shimon wouldn't allow the Nazirs to be Chal, comes to teach us that no, Rabbi Shimon allows it to be Chal even if it got lost. A person is willing to place himself in this case of a suffix. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, thinks no. By Nazirs, at the moment you make your statement about what status you are, you have to know Bavadai that you are a Nazir. You need Hafla.
So when we say suffix Nazirs Lakel, I mean, that's a retarka over there?
That's exactly right.
And it's just the same thing as the requirement of Buffalo. Something that's not independent.
Exactly, right. Right.
But there are two different concepts. There are really three opinions here. Now, there's Shimon that's saying that person's mild mouth shave is fake. There's Riptarphone, and then there's a third opinion that's hanging out there that could be Rabbi Huda in other places, and then you see like Rabbi Huda here, that by a suffix we will go l'chumra.
I mean, what you're saying, there Rabbi Huda holds suffix with l'chumra, And then Rabbi Shimon holds Safek.
Sounds like there's a Rabbi Yehuda who will hold Safek, Safek Vakula rather. Safek Vakula.
Across the board. No.
By the case of Nazir, not because of Haflah, just because of Safek. Just because of
Safek. But where's that opinion now?
We end up rejecting that, though.
This whole thing, this Rabbi Yehuda here is now. This Rabbi Yehuda is the Hachmer, right? The Rabbi Yehuda from our mission is the Hachmer.
Oh, that Rabbi Yehuda is the Hachmer.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, we're interpreting as Rabbi Tachmer. So the mission.
I mean, to me, it sounds like there are three basic opinions. Either you hold your machmir in every case, all suffix, suffix nadir, suffix nazir. Then there's an opinion that maybe suggests that you might be suffix across the board, lahaka by naziris and even by nadarim. Even though we didn't see anyone suggest that, in theory, that could be a position. I mean, it's possible that Tosefta is one opinion. Remember, we said two different people were saying it, Bishun or Yehuda. So that was a havmina, you know, that's one opinion who thinks in general by suffix we're always lakula. Then you have the final answer of the Gemara that it really depends. When it comes to the Darim, we're Lahachmer. When it comes to the Zeris, we're Lahako.
According to the first answer, not Ravashi, who says it's Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rav Tarfon. Mm-hmm. According to the first answer, that let's say the Ron, who says there's Trey Tanai Alim, the Rabbi Yehuda.
Uh-huh.
That Rabbi Yehuda, right, there is a sheet out there that a person is not Mile Nafshe Lasafek, and we just go Safek Lahakel, not because of Hafla, just because we go Safek Lahakel.
Safek
Zeris Lahakel. So there is a theoretical opinion out there.
And what's that, the based on what, though? Well, what's the svar for being makel by? That's a suffix without that point.
That's just the point we said about whether a person's mael nafshi l'sveika. That's, you know, going back all the way on.
That distinction.
But that has nothing to do with the haflor concept.
Okay. Fine, two dots now. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda omer stam chum Rabbi Yehuda. So at the end of the Mishnah told us, when if you were in Yehuda, and since they're familiar with the Chumash Halishcha, Stam and Chumah there would be Chumash Halishcha and Aser. But in the Galil, as we said before, Misha says, if up in the Galil, where they're not Makir and Chumash Halishcha, then Stam and Chumah there would be Chumas Dagan, which would be Makil and Mutter, because Chumas Dagan is not Davar neither, it's Davar Aser. The Gemara is making the Deek, we said earlier, Ha Makir and Aser. So if Galil, they were Makir Chumash Halishcha, Alma, they would be Aser. We would interpret the Stam Chumah Lahachmir, Alma, Sveika l'chumra. Okay, so therefore we see that Rabbi Yehuda is l'chumra in terms of stam nedarim is l'chumra. Had they been, again, of equal playing field, equal options, if they're familiar with Chumash Lishka like they were with Chumash Adagam, we'd stam nedarim l'chumra. But look at the safe what Rabbi Yehuda says. Stam charam em Yehuda mutarin, ubegalil asurin, shein anshe agal makirin eschar meakonim. If you were said chayrim, if you were in Yehuda, so they're kohanim there, so they're familiar with the concept of the char meakonim, which is mutter, so we can interpret stam charam em in Yehuda as being makil. So if you're standing in the Galil, where they're not familiar with Chamei Kohanim, Kohanim don't live among them, so then we're going to say Aser in that case. But it's only because they're not Makir. But had they been Makir, the Chamei Kohanim, even in Galil, then they'd be Mutter. Alma Sveika Lakul. Therefore, a Safik Nedarm, a Safik Chayrim, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Lahakel. So there's a steer within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Bai explains, Seifa, Rabbi Yazar, Rabbi Tzadok, that's what the Ron told us yesterday in explaining the Mishnah. No, the Seifa is no longer Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Rabbi Yehuda in general holds, Stam, Nedarim is Lahachmir. That's what he says by the case of Chuma. The end is talking about Rabbi Yazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Titania, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Stam, Chuma, Yehuda, Asur, like we said above, because he holds Stam, Charamim, is Stam, Nedarim is Lahachmir. And Yehuda, since they're familiar with Chuma Salishcha, he's going to say it's going to be Aser, Stam again, Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir, but Rabbi Eliezer, but Tzadik Omer, Stam Charamim Galil Aser, and he says no. In the Galil, we're going to assume Aser because they're not familiar with Charamim Kohanim. Had they been familiar with Charamim Kohanim, the Diak is, then he would not say Aser, he would say it would be Lakula. Let's see that say in the Ran. I assume the Ran says all this. The round to the last round of the page, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Omer Stam Charamim Megalil Asur Lefishin Makir Lecharamim Shemaim. He adds it in; it helps explain a little bit. Ha Im Hayu Makir Met, had they been familiar in the Galil with the Charamim Kohanim, Nami Stam Mutter, then the Stam case would be Mutter the Sveik Lekula Reishir Bihuda V'Seifa Rabbi Elazar, and that's how the Gemara concludes.
Right. So then why didn't we say earlier that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok is that opinion of Tzadik Zizlaka?
Right, that's a great question. Why do we have to wait until now to say that? He could have answered.
We don't even use it in that context.
Is it possible this Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok is the same person as Rabbi Elazar? I don't think so. Stam Rabbi Elazar is not Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. Right.
This is the left face that Pascua Rishonim Shemishnatinu Shestam Nidorim Lehach.
Everyone says that then. He just says Oh, we would prefer it to Rabbi Yehuda.
Where's the Ron say that? Oh, I was reading the Rashi. Oh, I'm sorry, I was reading Rashi. Oh, where's the wrong one? Oh, there it is. So let's see the Ron then. I'm sorry. The Ron says, Amar Abaye, Sefer Rebbe Lazar, because it's so funny, the Rashi's longer than Ron here. That's threw me off. Amar Abaye, Sefer Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Tadok. Masis and Trey Tanai, it's two authors. Reish Rabbi Yehuda, this relates Feika Lechumer Lididei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Hachnami, the Sam Charam and Rabbi Yehuda would be Asurim. And then he goes on to explain, going on to Chafam and Aleph, the Seifa, Rebbe Lazar Ber Tzadok, Damar Stam Charam and Megalul Asurim, Lefishain Makirin, Es Charmi Konim. But had Makirin Mutarin, this Feika Lechul, Mishim Hachi Stam Charam and Yehuda, Shayu Makirin, Eilav Eilav Mutarin. The Stam Shumanami the Yehuda, the Rebbe Lazar Ber Tzadok Mutar. So he would also agree in Yehuda, even though they're familiar with Chumash Lishcha, he always assumes Stam would be Mutar. So Bahai the Nakar Yehuda Chuma, the Nakar Rebbe Lazar Tzacharamim. Why they choose different people? Why not just be teaching the same person? Lav Dafka the Huah the Mechuma Gufa Inami the Charam Gufayo Havi Matzah the Fluge El Mar the Mashmi the Merabe Kamar Mar Mesham the Merabe Kamar. Okay, fine. Lefize. Ki mahadrin and leil aman srile lo mile inish the tafsh the tzveika have a matzli meh rebel azar betalik like you asked Ruvain. So why didn't they just say he was the author? We have a clear statement of Bryce that says rebel azar betalik holds that we're lakula. El Rabbi Yehuda adif le the kamar halchim and nazirus gufe because we by the case of rebel azar betalik we don't have a statement with respect to nazirus. Yehuda we have statements and comments about nazirus, so we felt more comfortable saying he's the author of nazirus. Well, the Indian halacha, kaimelam the stam dendarim lahachmir kistam masnisin. We are passing like the stam mishnah, which is Rabbi Yehuda. I happen to just see here the Tosos has an interesting question. Going back just for a few moments here, the top Tosos on New Testament base. You have some time still. So Tosos says the top one on New Testament base. Al sfeika lo matzi megalech. We had the case before. A person if turns and puts himself in suffix, and if you say nazir it's chal, so he has no. He can't shave his head anymore because you can't bring the karbanos. It's chulin bazara. He says, "Im tomer amai lo mati magalech yavi olos v'shalmim v'itno b'nedava v'garachalem." Like we said, why can't you bring the nedava? V'mishum dechatas nedazir delekam nedava mikol makom mati lagalech al holav v'shalmim below chatas kedamin b'nedazir im gilech be'achar mishlosh and yotzi like the Ran said. V'yishlomer mikol makom lo mati magalech kilchasan elagave gimel behemos chatas ola v'shalmim in chatas ba b'nedava v'hokach ein yachal lahavi al tenai. So I sound like the Ran that the chachilu can't bring him. Then he says, "Reperish de lo matzil galach mishum de eved hakafa." Different problem. You can't do a kafa zosh. You cannot shave your head. There's an issur d'oraisa of cutting your peos on your head. And the command amar has a kafa karosh shema kafa the misafik ein yachol litchos lav da kafa. You can this safik cannot violate the issur d'oraisa of shaving your entire head. Only if you're a real nazir can you. But if it's a safik, hukach havi sveikom tchomer mivadai hukach lo machis nafshe besveiko avab b'masizin b'nedarim ein tzavik. Okay, interesting point. So the Ron is so concerned with that. The Ron doesn't mention that point about the issue of shaving the head entirely. Maybe he holds. I'm not sure what he holds. There's a machlokas that the Tosafot alludes to. That there's a machlokas whether hakavas kol rosh is a problem. Meaning the typical iser is really just leaving the top of the head and shaving just the sideburns, which they explain to the Farshim. That's how the priests do it. They would shave that way. But if you shave the entire head, that's how a priest do, so maybe that would be okay. So if you assume that, it would be a problem doing the Hakavas Kol Rosh, so then you can't shave, do it, violate Lav Deraisa. So maybe the Ran assumed otherwise.
So it's more ahead there now, and all those people, I see a lot of people walking around bald.
Yeah, so...
They're
you mean completely bald?
Yeah, like they're not happy they're losing their hair in the front.
The Israelis.
And then they go...
In Israel, it's
full. In Israel, it's very popular.
They love it. They love being just shaving the whole head.
But it sounds like there are shittos that hold it's okay. There's no problem with hakafas kol rosh.
Right. So you also have to figure out, in terms of that question, how we passing, obviously. But let's say we passing it's a problem.
What's
how much do they shave their hair?
No, it's not shaving kol rosh. It's just shaving the sides. He doesn't touch it up. That's a good point.
But the question also becomes, how much shave does it have to be? Do they go mamish the skin, or do they leave like a little stubble left over?
You mean by the they do a number four?
Right. Well, number four would be, let's say, like a number one. Would number one be a problem? The different shirim, even when you're cutting the sideburns area, also how close you have to. There has to be some line where it's too close already. Is it a razor? Certainly would be a problem. Electric shavers, what about that? So that would be the same thing. If they use a razor, let's say use an electric shaver.
What part do you mean?
Our sideburns, where we have here.
Right.
Where we not for wherever. This is all part of the pass, by the way.
Right.
Even though it doesn't grow long, it just can't be shaved here. So how close do we allow you to cut it? Is a one okay? Is it too okay? Could you use electric shaver? There has to be a certain point. So people who shave their entire head, the question is how close are they shaving it?
But is that because of the pasuk that says lo yale per al rosho, or is it because tam is another issur of?
No, it's because of the pasuk. There is an added thing that people who have peyos is an added thing based on the deek and Rambam.
Uh-huh.
Brisker type of deek, but
is it lo yale per?
I'm remembering the pasuk.
Right, so you could say that even as long as the knife doesn't touch the head, it should be okay.
Right, so
Because basically, does the same halacha apply on the bottom part of the head than on the top, meaning on the beard? Yeah, it should be the same thing.
No, it's different.
It's different?
I believe it's different. I think we're more machmir by the payas on the head than by the face. I'm pretty sure. Now, look, I saw one thing on this one time, that one person says you shouldn't get anything below it. Three, I think they said. But I didn't look into it enough to know for sure.
Because it did, because once I asked for Weinberger, you know, about taking a haircut.
Uh-huh.
So Rebbe says, so.
We're done anyway. We're finished.
So sorry.
It was great because we got to learn closer with each other.
Closer.